Next item on the agenda is it's public comment. Anyone in the audience wish to be heard on matters that are not on the agenda?
One is to the right.
Yes, sir. You come forward. That's not on the agenda.
Not on the agenda.
Proceed.
I'm here to ask y'all to reconsider the 1 pound of horn dog quota from 10 to 12. I've called down here several times, and I said you have to take it before the commission, so I'm here before the commission.
Okay. What? Let's see. Fisheries. Tim?
So just to give everyone a little background, we established limit entry criteria for spiny dogfish. We had a lot of entrants into that fishery during a time where spiny dogfish were flooded in the market and it couldn't sustain that many fishermen. During that time, we established limited entry criteria that was really twofold. One had a history component to it, where you had to have a minimum amount historically, and then there was a current component too. And I think that's the one Mr. Dameron is speaking to, where you had to harvest at least 1 pound of spiny dogfish. Forgive me for not having the years in front of me, but the 2010 to 2012.
That's what it is.
Where you had to have at least 1 pound on your history. We had two components to that we brought in front of the commission for approval, to have that historical component and to have that current component as well. This is a license that is not transferable except through some kind of death, military action, or through some kind of disability.
Can you explain, I know the answer, but can you explain to the commission why there was that 1 pound component?
So that 1 pound component was to really keep the license into the hands of people who are currently using it. Because we have so many, there's a lot of latent effort in that fishery. So we didn't want people jumping in while the getting was good and jumping back out.
It's commonly known as a rodeo fishery.
Exactly. So that was really behind the commission's vote to approve that, was to prevent all that latent effort from jumping in late. So because we don't have any transfers, we don't have any ability to just grant the licenses. So I believe you have had people during public comment come in front of you beforehand in this manner.
Is there enough latent effort or lack of participation now? I think I know that I want to get on the record. Where we could re-examine or should re-examine at this juncture the policy, or is the policy now sound from a management perspective?
It's still sound as a management perspective. This is a very market-driven fishery. There's only so many processors that can process spiny dogfish, so the market has really been able to take care of itself since we put this in. There's quota available for spiny dogfish, but unless the market can move it and process it, it hasn't really been available.
Thank you. So, Mr. Dameron, what he's saying basically is the policy that's in place for the management of the fishery.
Well, I understand all that, but you currently, I mean, there's 78 participants on this list, 78 people that currently that has the license. You have a dozen boats fishing in the state currently. So, I mean, it's very market-driven, I understand, but it's not being overfished. And I have a federal permit. I can fish in the EEZ outside of 3 miles, but I can't bring them back in and land them. So, and I mean, just 1 pound, I mean, I started fishing in 94 was the first year I went horn dogging. I have plenty of quota. I've landed 10,000 pounds a year. I got this from 6 to 8 to 10,000 pounds. But I just wasn't down there currently in from 2010 to 2012 to land this 1 pound, because basically it was just bycatch at the time. For the quotas and most of the people was down there rock fishing. You know, they was picked in the lottery, they got rock fishing, and I got no problem with that, but that's basically what it was. I was a horn dog fisherman, but I was not there to catch the 1 pound. And with 12 boats fishing in the state,
sure.
I just feels like we ought to be able, somebody that was in the fishery for that long, you know, especially with crab dredging closed, There's nothing else to do. And in 2010, I was actually ghost potting. You know the deal with that.
Yep. Do we have many people similarly situated with Mr. Dameron that had a history that missed that window?
Without running numbers, it's been since we passed it in 2012 since I've actually looked at how many people. But he's right. We do have about 78 licensees who qualified during that time period. And even with 78 licensees with market-driven and everything like that, there's only a dozen or so, 12, 15, that can use this resource.
Well, can we look at this? I mean, I think he brings up a good idea.
It is something the staff can look into.
Yeah, how about doing that for me, if you would? I think that'd be a good idea. If you've got only 12, and I see Mr. Gilling back here nodding his head as far as the scenario that he's describing, and when Lewis nods his head, I trust him a little bit. Anyway, if we could look at that and report back to the commission and let us know what's going on, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Can I throw one more thing in there? I mean, not that this matters, but like I say, it's currently about 12 boats. Now, most of those boats have two or three people on them, and all of them have a permit. And I'm sure they're following, but actually, as far as you allow one quota per day, it's actually 12 votes. So,
thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
Mr. Cosby?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My name is Warren M. Cosby, 9321 Turkey Hill Lane, and it's an honor to speak before this commission and Mr. Bowman. I hope this doesn't mess up me because I could really come down here and talk to you about electrical fishing, which is later on the agenda. But this is open to the public, this hearing. I'd like to remind or bring to the commission's attention, I just found out here in the last 2-3 years, I was in a bad automobile wreck, but I kept my commercial card and my gear and stuff, license. Some of it I had to sell to pay for hospital bills. But I'm working back on the York River, and I bought a man out over in Northumberland County. I bought 25 peeler pans. It cost me $15,000. License, since y'all had the crab collapse and had a little bit of money come in from the federal government, you bought some of the crabbers out, you bought the boats, you bought the gear. Well, now, since you had a 2-year moratorium, you're not only that, but Rob O'Reilly and Jack, I know they had the law behind them. They confiscated any license that was not fished. Or you didn't turn in a mandatory report, they confiscated your crab license. It's still in effect to this day. The Attorney General's office, I've talked to some lawyers. They said, well, y'all had the authority to that. I'm not preaching to you. Y'all had the authority during the moratorium of disaster to do that. But when you confiscate a license, the people you took them from that weren't fishing should have been given their license back, which most people don't realize, so they didn't reapply. So they turn the license in, and every license is turned into y'all now. It's confiscated. It cannot be resold because it's crab. I worked at York River 14 years ago, and it was about 12 of us commercial watermen working at a croaker, crabbing, peeler potting, and all that. Well, now I went down there this past July to re-put my gear in. All the boys are dead and gave the stuff up and sold it and out of business. I don't think it's but 2 peeler pounders left on the whole York River, Alexander and me. I know Preston, he's dying of cancer. His grandson had 7 peeler pounds. He gave that up back in August. So that leaves me and Alexander. But you used to drive across the bridge at West Point, you'd see peeler pounds. Y'all call them crab traps now. That's where it runs the line to shore, catch the crabs migrating down the shore. But now, I've traveled to York River, just curiosity. From the Mattapony River and the York, or Pamunkey, all the way down to Yorktown, there's no peeler pounds and starves there, and a lot of licenses that are outdated. But there's nobody left on the river that's fishing no more. And I was wondering if this commission has done any research or availability, how many crabbers have been eliminated with this law that's hanging out there? It's like a ghost pot. It's sucking all the watermen up, and nobody can reapply for a license unless you buy somebody else out. A hard pot license right now, a 300 hard pot license, not talking about the gear or the boat, is $10,000. And that's if you can find somebody to sell it to you. A 100 pot license, $3,000. A peeler pot license, which is right at $300. You're looking at $3,000 to $6,000. There's no peeler pot, very few left anymore because nobody's going to shed crabs. It's too much work. That's what I've gone back into, is shed and crabs. But looks like to me, you took all these licenses back, it's got to be a cutoff. How many licenses have you taken in? 6,000? And then that's reading the bushel of crabs is $125 a bushel. Because you don't have no watermen out there crab. You got a couple of guinea boys working the York River, four big boats, coming up the river every morning at 4 o'clock with lights on when I'm out there putting my gear, checking it. But I just wanted this commission to please look back and see how many crabbers there were here that's no longer here. And why can I not reapply for a 100 hard pot license? Because you're talking about catfish when I'm getting into that, but I work the river fishing catfish pots. I catch hard crabs. I can't even take a hard crab and sell it. I got to crush it up and use it for bait. Because it's against the law for me to catch crabs in a catfish pot. But if I had a 100 hard pot license, I could keep that crab. Then I could just go ahead and put a tag on the crab pot as a crab pot and a fish pot. But you're limiting us and crippling us, so we can't fish, we're fishing. But I can only fish with catfish for the catfish pots. I'm catching 8-10 catfish pots to give me 2 bushels of crabs in July and August. And I got to either release them or crush them up with bait. And that's a waste of natural resources. I just ask y'all, please look into it, maybe come up with a figure, and please do something with y'all's mail system. Since y'all moved from over here in Newport News by the shipyard over here, we don't get no mail from down here. I just can't drive down here this morning and get my commercial card. I turned the check into y'all November 4th. They said they mailed it to me December, the 1st of December. Here's the December 17th, and I still haven't received it. So I had to drive down here and sign an affidavit to get my commercial card. I don't even get the letters from y'all saying what the commission's going to hear here anymore.
I can assure you we can look into the crab issue, but that mail issue is the same thing I heard at PRSC the other day as far as the mail was concerned. Those people, they don't get mail up there either. So not a whole lot I can do. But anyway, we'll look at it, Warren.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Yep. Anyone else on public comments?